Josh, how are you?
Terrific. Yourself?
I am great. $15 billion while I was at the hockey game. While I was at the hockey game this week, the Blackhawks keep winning. They don't realize they should be tanking. You got to send this guy stay locked down to Rockford or give him a hamstring injury or something. He's too good as a goalie. We finally found our goalie. Now's not the time to find your goalie with 19 games or 18 games left and you're trying to tank to get into a better position to get Bedard, for God's sakes. I digress again. So I'm sitting there, and I look down on my phone. I got a tweet. Bloomberg reported that Chase and B of A received $15 billion in deposits. I'd say BMO, but it didn't have the BMO numbers. Received $15 billion. I think the game was Wednesday night or Tuesday mm-hmm. night. So on Tuesday, in the past 24 hours since the announcement, that those two organizations, banking institutions, received $15-16 billion each.
Yep.
And then I saw something that Charles Schwab lost, had $3 billion move out of their assets. So this money's coming from someplace. And you guys, let's talk about BMO. You guys got bombed with a flood of receipts, flood of deposits as well.
Yeah, they're coming in droves, to be perfectly frank. We're one of the strongest banks, large banks around. We've been around for 205 years. BMO started in 1817, and Harris Bank started in 1882. So we have a long history with over $1.1 trillion in well-diversified assets on our balance sheet. At the end of the day, we are best in class. We're one of the top 50 global banks in the world.
So, banking for dummies. Let's just break it down to the ridiculous. So, yep. All of our listeners who might not have any experience like you and I do.
Sure.
Because Frank and Mike here got a little tutorial, during the break because they had some questions. But walk us through. What happened? We had SVB, Silicon Valley Bank.
Yes.
There was a run on the bank, which is like Jimmy Stewart and it's a Wonderful World. Okay? I mean, that's what happened.
It's scary when you see stuff like that, and the problem is that you have some of these banks out there that, they could be staying within certain guidelines. Obviously they get audited on a regular basis by the Fed and yep. FDIC and so forth. And, it has to do with their long-term planning, their diversification, who is their top clients, who are they serving, and being well-diversified.
Which they weren't.
Correct.
So a lot of their money came from the tech industry. A lot of that money was from yes. startups.
Yes.
A lot of that startup money came from venture capitalist companies.
Correct.
So venture capitalist companies gave the money to the startups in the tech industries that gave the money to SVB. Right? Silicon
correct.
Valley Bank.
That's correct.
Okay.
But the big piece is their bonds. When banks go and they take in deposits.
Well, hang on. Let me go back one step. They had so much cash on hand that was earning them nothing.
Mm-hmm.
They were looking for a quote-unquote quasi-safe investment. So they bought bonds. Then I'll segue into your bond conversation here. Yep. So they bought mortgage-backed securities. And they bought long-term mortgage-backed securities at 3.5%. Which in a normalized market is a safe bet, but when rates go up to 7, what happens?
Yeah, it cuts the current value down significantly. Bonds were kind of like you have an expiration date, so you can buy a 1-year bond, you can buy 6 months, you can buy 10-year bonds,
buy 90-day bonds.
Right, exactly. There's it's kind of like a CD in a way that it's good. It can fluctuate throughout the time as far as the current value, but at the end you get your money back plus quarterly payments or payments at the end.
It's a safe investment.
Typically, there's higher risk bonds, there's junk bonds,
sure.
there's a whole different class, AAA bonds, government issued bonds that are backed by the government, muni bonds and so forth. But at the end of the day, when you start buying longer term bonds and rates skyrocket like they did recently over the last 6 months, the current value of the bond is why would someone want to buy your bond that you bought that's paying an interest rate of 1% when I can go to the market today
sure.
and get 5%. Your current value, who would buy that? No one in this room would buy that, unless there's a discount of the actual value of the bond. So you can buy the bond if you like in this situation, they had to sell a ton of bonds. I think it was like $22 billion in bonds.
Here's what happened. The venture capitalist that gave the company the money to put into Silicon Valley Bank told the venture capitalist told those companies to pull the money out of Silicon Valley Bank because they were concerned that the bank might go under, wasn't properly liquid, right? So all of a sudden, all of these billions of dollars, hundreds of millions of dollars, billions of dollars is flowing out of the bank. And then not only did the businesses move their money, a tweet goes out or emails go out, and then everybody starts electronically transferring their funds to other banks.
Yep.
They're insolvent. They don't have enough cash. I mean, we're breaking it down into the ridiculous here.
Right.
But that's basically what happened. There was no Jimmy Stewart to stand up and say, Mr. Whatever, your money is in Sally's home, and Sally, your money is in Pete's home, or whatever the heck that movie was.
Right.
That's basically it was too quick. The money flew out. They tried to do the tap dance. It wasn't quick enough, and boom, it's gone.
Yeah.
And then the feds had to come in, or else the entire if the feds didn't step in, what do you think would have happened?
You had so many small businesses there. The majority of them would have failed.
And here's the bottom line. The small to medium-sized banks are what keep this country rolling.
Yeah.
Right? Because the big banks like BMO and Chase and Wells, they're great.
Yeah.
Okay, but you can't service everybody.
Right.
Especially in the smaller to medium-sized companies throughout the United States. That's why we have community regional banks that specialize in lending in their area.
Correct.
That's why that's how it works. So if we had a run on all of these smaller regionalized banks, the entire system would have been in a major worse situation than if the Fed stepped in.
But where do you take it? And you look at who's the most conservative, solid, well-diversified banks out there,
right?
And that's who you bring your money to.
Chase, went to Bank of America, went to Wells. You guys loaded up.
Yeah, I'm getting calls every day on it. I mean, I just had a call yesterday of a client that had, you know, $15 million at SVB, and we're freaking out on what to do, and, you know, they would have lost everything. I had another client with $7.5 million over there in a business account that was funded from a venture capital for a startup.
Let's talk about
would have been gone.
Let's talk about this more after the break, because I want to dive deeper. And 630. Wow, I never heard Stan on WGN actually support one candidate. It's not WGN Radio. I'm supporting Paul because Paul supported the Vestathon and donated $1,000, and he's the only mayoral candidate that donated $1,000 to back the police department. That's why I'm supporting Paul Dallas. Okay, so it's got nothing to do with WGN Radio. That's why I said this is my opinion, not WGN Radio's. So you can vote for wherever you want to. I'm just saying I'm sick and tired of the nonsense here in the city, and I don't live in the city. I don't come down to the city other than to do radio, and I don't spend any of my money downtown. And I know hundreds of other people that I run with up on the North Shore that don't come downtown either unless they come down for business or go to a game, and then they get the hell out.
Yeah.
So we need a change here, right?
It's kind of shocking that they don't provide vests for the police. I can't get that.
When they graduate, they don't provide replacement. It's a joke. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. Oh, here's one for the next 20 years?
Right. Well, yeah. No, 5 years or else, you know, they degradate and they're not safe. And Paul Vallis called in and said that he would pay for a replacement bulletproof vest. The city should. Which they should.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. Come back with more Josh.
Perfect.
From BMO. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
No, you know what we're talking about?
Yeah, alligators.
Josh had a 6-foot alligator in his living room.
What?
Oh, crikey.
Why?
Please, he's not a real banker.
No.
But that's what makes him good at banking.
That's why
he's unique.
Him. That's why he's not right.
He's unique.
Not right.
No, there's just something not right about that. Like everything.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
The magic of Joe Hogle. May you rest in peace. 312-981. Well, you remember that day.
Oh, absolutely.
312-981-7200. So let's talk about the MegaPros call, text, and photo line. Let's talk about what you're seeing. I mean, you were telling us that one of your clients was driving by the bank, got a check from his venture capital company, an $8 million check.
Yeah.
And was stopped off at the bank and just deposited.
Yeah, a week ago. Yeah. And it was like
panic
a little bit, because you would have been walking out with $250,000 if they didn't step up and cover all that.
Yeah, that was a harrowing 24 hours.
Oh, it was. Yeah, it was.
Well, I think it was 72 hours. It went out on Thursday, Friday, and then they came back on Monday.
Yeah.
Figured it out over the weekend.
She called me on Friday and was freaking out, and you know, I took a look at what the documents were, and I'm like, yeah, this is a big problem. I can't give you any direction on it. You should have came to me to open the account. And he's like, I would have. I just need to get this in immediately. And I'm like, well.
Let's see how that works out.
Not a good choice. But, yeah.
I'll tell you where the next shoe is going to drop. Okay? This was told to me by a president of a local bank here. Okay? Won't say the name. He's like, when 08 happened, we had a bunch of gray-haired, bushy-eyebrowed old men with banking and a bunch of women who had experience in the banking industry that weathered the storm back in 08. Okay? He's like, all those men and women with all the experience are no longer around. They've either retired, they're no longer on the boards, they took early retirements, they're gone.
Yeah.
And the bankers that you have in charge of the banks now, and I want to get your opinion of this,
sure,
did not experience the 08 downturn in a leadership position. And his concern is that there will be more challenging opportunities at local banks, at regional banks, because the experience isn't there and the gray hairs aren't there in the boardroom with the crow's feet underneath their eyes, who have a little more experience and rings around their tummies that have weathered the storm. Your thoughts on that?
Yeah, you know, yeah, I am seeing that. Not with us. I mean, our tenure is terrific. I mean, my boss has been there 28 years. I've been with BMO for 18. Senior executives I work with are long-term.
More regional and smaller banks.
More regional, smaller banks. I'm definitely seeing that. And, you know, we got to look at history. What failed in the past is going to fail again if you don't make changes. It's as simple as that. And that goes really with all things. But you need to look at who you're banking with, how diversified they are, and really talk to your banker. Call me, you know, do some research. And if you're over $250,000 with these smaller banks, you need to rethink that.
Yeah.
I highly implore you to diversify and spread it out, or bring it over to the top banks out there, and we're one of them. So we're one of the strongest banks out there, very well capitalized, very very highly rated by the different agencies out there, and you know, backed by Canada, or a Canadian bank, number one banking system in the world, Canada. So, you know, back in 2008 when the crash happened, I had people running to me from all your top banks, even the strong ones that you know, Northern or you know, stuff like that, were bringing us millions of dollars because they were unsure of how they're being managed, and we didn't take any money back then.
That cup of coffee or the soda or the water that you'll have with our listeners just for a free evaluation,
yeah, absolutely,
is still complimentary, right? That's still on BMO's dime.
Yeah, no charge. We can review your portfolio. There's no charge in that. We can help put a financial plan together. There's a number of things that we can do and help direct you. And you know, I work with some of the best accountants out there, some of the best financial planners out there, estate attorneys. And we could, you know, we come in as a team and do a full review.
Phone number?
847-756-5512. Or you can reach me at joshua.herman@bmo.com.